Talking today with Michael Kelsey here at the Tulsa Farm Show. Michael is the Executive Vice President at Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Tell me, Michael, how's your experience so far here at the Farm Show?
This is really good. We come to the Farm Show every year. It's a great venue for us to just connect with our members, obviously get new members. We have caps and vests and so forth, so a lot of our members love to come by for Christmas presents and that sort of thing. Renew your brand, you know, all those things. It's just a great opportunity for us to have that contact point. So we love coming to this. So far, the traffic it's been really good. Of course, it's pretty cold outside, so that helps drive the traffic up, come into a warmer building, but really good opportunity for us.
Absolutely. Now, I know you've been a big advocate, you know, since 777 failed and everything. You're still advocating, though. You're saying get out there, spread agriculture's message, keep after it. You know, how do farm shows like this, where people are coming in from the country, coming here in town, gets us out in front of everybody, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, especially on Saturday. If you think about it, a lot of urban folks here in Tulsa will come to the farm show on Saturday. It just makes sense. They work during the week, so Thursday and Friday are a lot of agriculture folks. So Saturday, we'll see a jump in that urban population coming. Hey, it's in town. It's in this beautiful facility. I want to come out and take a look. So it's a great opportunity for us to tell our story. And you're absolutely right. We can't get our head down because of what happened with 777. We've got to keep that momentum of telling our story. Don't wait for a constitutional amendment vote. Don't wait for some tragedy or big critical issue to come out. In other words, the animal rights groups propose something that's negative. Let's tell our story now. So we need to continue with the social media. We need to continue with these types of events. We need to continue to talk to our neighbors at church, in the grocery store line, at the school functions. Tell them what we do with agriculture. You know, be proud of the fact that you got a little dirt on your coveralls because you're feeding cows, but you're still at the basketball game, or whatever the case may be, because we're working hard to feed the people, if you will. We need to be proud of that and continue that momentum. We're really, really happy to be able to do that here at this farm show too.
Right. And now obviously you said tomorrow is going to be the big day for all those folks to come in. In the past, what's been your experience? Have they been pretty proactive about coming up and starting the conversation with you, or have you kind of had to break the ice a little bit?
Oh, that's a great question. I think you get both times. You get folks who, you know, they're just here to look, and so they're kind of, and you can tell, they're just kind of meandering and looking, and you can tell pretty quick sometimes that something jogs them, and you say, hey, how are you today? And you start a conversation. But at the same time, we've had folks who were clearly on a mission. They were hunting information or hunting a service or a product or something, and they'll come straight up to the booth and say, okay, I heard, fill in the blank. And so what a great opportunity to talk about. So we see really all kinds, but it's just a great opportunity, and we've got to keep that momentum going.
You bet.
Absolutely. Yeah.
AFR, they're actually going to be here in a minute hosting the rural outreach to the urban folks here, and I know that the newly elected Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum is going to be coming as well. What do you think? Is that a great opportunity for us to do what you're saying and spread that message?
I think it's a fantastic opportunity, and hats off to our friends at AFR. I think that is just a super good idea. Really great opportunity to sit down in a non-aggressive, we're not asking for anything. In other words, rural Oklahoma is not asking for the mayor-elect to do anything other than to say, let's start a conversation. Our big farm show's here in your venue. We appreciate having that opportunity. We just want to sit down and create a relationship between rural and urban, because we are so dependent on each other. It's not an exclusive relationship. We are inclusive. We have to work together. So hats off to Terry and AFR and all his colleagues over there for doing this. I look forward to going down there and meeting the mayor-elect myself, but also showing support to AFR, but more importantly, showing support for agriculture here in a Tulsa venue. So I hats off. I look forward to it. You bet.
Definitely a good sign to see this mayor being proactive with the ag community and stepping up to support us, really.
That's absolutely correct, and we need to take advantage of that, because again, there will be a point in time where he'll be faced with something that is from one of our adversaries. We know that HSU has targeted especially the major cities for those resolutions against right to farm. So we know that that will happen again in the future. Why not create a relationship now so that when that happens, he'll step back and go, wait a minute, I've got good friends in Oklahoma agriculture. Let me check with them before we go down this road. That's just the way to handle that type of thing. So hats off to AFR. Really look forward to working with him.
He's definitely setting a great precedent, great example for everybody. So, Michael, I thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.